The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara here quotes a Mishnah, the Tanan, Shalish Kupay Shal Shalish Shalish Sim Shebehen Toymenet Halishka. There were three baskets that were filled with the Machtes HaShekel, that Yidden would donate every year as a mitzvah to give the Machtes HaShekel once a year when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, which would go towards the purchase of the animals for the karbanis that were brought in the Beis Hamikdash for the Tzibur. And they would fill up three baskets, and each basket had three sin worth of shkoli. Sheben terminus halishka. So really like this. They were full of shkolim all over, and they separated from the shkolim that everybody donated three baskets. They filled up one basket, then they filled up another basket, then they filled up another basket. And they would use from these baskets that they filled, from the big collection of all the Machtes HaShekel that everybody donated, and they would use these to purchase the karbanis. The Chosav Alein Alif Beis Gimel. The Mishnah says it was written on these baskets Alif Beis Gimel, like as if saying like 1, 2, 3, labeling them which basket was first, which basket was second, and which basket was third. V'tanya, we learned in Ebrahim, Amir Rabbi Yossi, Lama Kosov Alein Aleph Beis Gimel. Rabbi Yossi said, why was it that they were labeled Aleph Beis Gimel? Leida is mehnitrim or Yishoy. In order to know which one was separated first, the Havi Amen of Yishoy, because whichever basket was separated first would be used first for purchasing karbanis. Shemitzvah b'rishon, because there's a mitzvah lechatchila to use the first one. Although there's no different din, they're all the shkolim are really equal. Nevertheless, there is a din lechatchila. There's a mitzvah lechatchila. There's some reason why we should use whatever was separated first. So it's interesting that this Gemara, this Mishnah, which is quoted in the Gemara, is a source for a very practical halacha. On Shabbos, the tefillos of the Shemini Esrei of Shabbos are different than Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, every single tefillah, except for Moses, in other words, Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv, are all the same Shemayna Esrei. You say, Ata v'chatanu, etc., etc. Yomim Neyom is also like that, that the Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv of Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur is the same. And throughout the year, it's also like that, that during the week, we have a Shemayna Esrei 19 brachas, starting out the Chaynin, and every single Shemayna Esrei of the day is the same. The only day that's different is Shabbos. Shabbos, we have one tefillah for Ma'ariv, one tefillah for Shachris, Yismach Moshe, and another tefillah, one for Ma'ariv, one for Shachris, and one for Mincha. The Shibalei Halakha discusses what happens if somebody mistakenly says the tefillah that's supposed to be said by Shachris during Ma'ariv, or vice versa. Let's say he says the tefillah that's supposed to be said by Ma'ariv for the tefillah of Shachris. So he says like this: if somebody made a mistake and they daven on Shabbos the wrong Shemayna Esrei, he switched the Shemayna Esrei, let's say Ma'ariv to Shachris, the Shachris to Ma'ariv, or Mincha, or the like. So So it says the Bishibale Alekid, I say she'ein etzorech lachzor lisbal. It's unnecessary to daven again. Why? Because the main part of the Shemayna Esrei is really the last stanza, the last piece of the bracha. That's really the main part of the middle bracha. The fourth bracha is the bracha that gets changed from Yom Tif to Shabbos to Yom Neroyim to Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur to the week. That is, so what it, in essence, says the Ibn Yamin, says the Shibali Alakit in the name of Rabbi Yamin, his brother Rabbi Yamin. In essence, the real part, the main part of the Shemina Esrei, is that last piece that we say, Alekeinu v'lekei aviseinu v'tzevim nuchaseinu. And that piece is actually the same with every Shemina Esrei. And he says, that that we say, Alekeinu v'lekei aviseinu v'tzevim nuchaseinu, that's equivalent to Atav v'chatonu that we say on Yom Tov. Just like on Yom Tov you say Atav v'chatonu, so too on Shabbos you say Alekeinu v'lekei aviseinu. Ah, we say more than just Alekeinu v'lekei aviseinu. We say on Ma'ariv and Shachris Mincha we have a different introduction. Let's say by night, by Ma'ariv we say Atav Kidashto. So where is that from? So it says the Shibale Levi had my name is out tiknu loimar. The chot tefilas kifi asay d'shatiknu. It's only kadmoinim. It's a later takana. Really, in other words, the Knesset Hagdolah, Anshei Knesset Hagdolah, who authored the Shemayna Esrei that we have, they really authored that on Shabbos we should just say Alekina v'lekav v'sein v'tevim nuchaseinu until Baruch Atah Hashem mekadesh haShabbos. It's at later generations, Yoinim. Kadmoinim, he says Kadmoinim, I'm not sure exactly what generation it was. But Kadmoinim went and were Mesakin to add in an extra tefillah, an introduction, so to say, to that fourth bracha. And they, for whatever reason they had, he says, Ayi the Ilo Shematsu, sounds like it sometimes can be translated as an excuse. With that small reason that they had, they were Mesadir for each Shemayna Esrei, Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, a different introduction. And that introduction is not Me'akiv. So therefore, it does not make a difference with the Evid, after the fact. Once somebody said the wrong Shemayna Esrei, in other words, they said the Ma'ariv Shemayna Esrei, Mincha time, Shachris time, it will not make a difference on the Biyoita, since the main part, which is Alekeinu v'lekei aviseinu, they said correctly. And like this, it's easier to understand that the Shabbos Shemayna Esrei is really the same as Yomim Tovim, because every single day of the year, the Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, Shemayna Esrei are the same, are identical. On Shabbos, they don't look identical. The part that's not identical of the different tefillahs of Shabbos is only a later takana. But as far as Knesset, what the takana of the Anshei Knesset Hagdolah was, they are identical. However, says the Shibale Halakit, Aval ha-machalif u-meshane lechatchilo olov ha-nikiri al tasi gvul oylam ufeir yitzked yishchanu nochosh. This is only if somebody made a mistake. But for somebody to switch around the chatchila, to say the wrong Shemayna Esrei, that's a gather of Peretz Gedi Yishchanu Nochash. He's breaking the wall. He's breaking a takana that the Kanmoinim were misakin, and it's a wrong thing to do. So therefore, somebody should not say, okay, so I don't have a sitter in front of me, and I remember the Ma'ariv Shemayna Esrei better, so therefore I'll just dive in the Ma'ariv Shemayna Esrei. No, that would be wrong. A person should wait till they can get hold of another sitter, they can wait for someone else to finish Shemayna Esrei. If someone forgets, all of a sudden realize, let's say they didn't have a sitter and they thought they'll be able to dive in Shemayna Esrei by heart, and then they, in the middle they got mixed up, they're allowed to walk in the middle of Shemini Esrei to get a sitter. Of course, it's not lechatchila, but that's better than saying the wrong Shemini Esrei and saying the wrong thing. So says the Shibali Aleket, what is this comparable to? This is comparable to our Gemara. Says this is like our Gemara. Just like our Gemara says that lechatchila, they would write they would number these baskets that they would separate from the shkolim, and they would label them 1, 2, 3, because there is a lechatchila to use the shkolim from the first basket first. So too, there is a lechatchila to daven the ma'ariv shmeinu esrei ve'ma'ariv and the shachris shmeinu esrei of Shabbos and shachris and the mincha shmeinu esrei of Shabbos by mincha. However, it says the Shibali Aleket. This is all the Gabi, the Shemini Esrei of Shachris, Mincha, and Meiris. However, the Gabi, the Musif Shemini Esrei of Shabbos, it's different. In other words, even though the Musif Shemini Esrei of Shabbos also has sort of an introduction, and then ends off with the same Elikeinu Veliki Aviseinu, you might say that in truth, the Musaf Shemini Esrei is also really identical to the Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. Just that they have their introduction, and Musaf has its introduction. So it says the Shibali Aleket, no. By Musaf, it's not just an introduction that the Kadmonim added. By Musaf, that is the main part of the Shemini Esrei. The main part of the Shemini Esrei, it's the Ikar Takana of the Knesset HaGdoila to mention about the Korban Musaf. And therefore, if a person by Musaf time of Shabbos, they davened a Shachar Shemini Esrei, or a Ma'ariv, or a Mincha Shemini Esrei, they were not Yoytze, they did not fulfill their obligation of davening the Tefillah of Musaf. And he says it goes the other way around also. He says that if let's say by Mincha or Shachris, a person by mistake diving the Musaf Shemini Esrei, that's also out of place, and that's also a problem. They also will not fulfill their obligation of davening Mincha by saying a Musaf Shemini Esrei. Although, if they said a Musaf Shemini Esrei, so they said Elikeinu Veliki Aviseinu, which is the main part, nevertheless, there's a problem. If somebody mentions the whole tefillah that discusses the Korban Musaf by Mincha time, Shachris or Ma'ariv time, that is a hefsek. That it's going to invalidate that Shemini Esrei. So, this Shibali Aleket is not just a Shibali Aleket, but it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Yesh Samechas Yivov quotes this Shibali Aleket, and Paskins like it. And I'll quote you what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says, "Atayah b'tfila Shabbos." Somebody makes a mistake on the davening of Shabbos. V'hichliv shalzu bezu, he mixed up this tefila with that tefila. Einu chayzu, he doesn't go back and repeat the Shemini Esrei. V'yashu Imrim, continues the Shulchan Aruch, but some say, Shem hichliv shal Musaf b'acheres, that if he mixed up the tefila of Musaf with a different tefila, oy acheres b'shal Musaf, or they mixed up another Shemini Esrei with a Musaf one, chozer, then they do have to go back and say over Shemini Esrei. Then they have to repeat Shemini Esrei saying the proper tefila. So there's a question over here on the Shulchan Aruch, because as we were saying before, really the Shibali Aleket is the one that says the whole halacha that's mentioned over here. The Shibali Aleket, which is the source of this halacha, discusses both the halacha of mixing up a Shachris with a Mincha and the halacha of mixing up Musaf with another Shemini Esrei. So why does the Shulchan Aruch make it sound like it's only some opinions that say this legabi Moses? So the Achrayim ask this. Mishnah Berurah says that the Achrayim wonder what's going on. Why in the world does the Shulchan Aruch say V'yesh Ayimim? Really, it's all the same author, it's the same source, and it's all agreed upon by all that the whole halacha of fulfilling the Shemayna Esrei, although he said the wrong one, is only, like we said throughout this year, Shachris Palati Mincha, but not Musaf with something else or something else with Musaf. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds an interesting halach. The Mishnah Berurah, she says like this. We're saying that let's say if somebody davened a Musaf Shemayna Esrei by Ma'ariv, at Ma'ariv time, at night, in the evening, when he's supposed to daven the Ma'ariv Shemayna Esrei, in place of that he said Musaf. So the halach is, he'll have to daven Shemayna Esrei over again and say the correct Shemayna Esrei. Says the Mishnah Berurah, however, what happens if by Shachris time, the first Shemayna Esrei of the morning, he says the Shemayna Esrei of Musaf instead of the Shemayna Esrei of Shachris? So, Shulchan Aruch says that he did not fulfill his obligation of saying Shachris. Okay? So, I have to time the Shemayna Esrei again and say the Shemayna Esrei of Shachris. Says the Mishnah Berurah, however, although he did not fulfill his obligation of davening Shachris, nevertheless, Musaf he did fulfill. We don't say that we throw out that first Shemayna Esrei and we look at it as if it was nothing. No, since he could fulfill the obligation of Musaf, although he was thinking when he was davening that first Shemayna Esrei that he's davening Shachris, it's only that he mistakenly said the words of the Tfilas Musaf, nevertheless, we say that he accomplished and he fulfilled his obligation of davening Musaf. So he'll have a Musaf in his account, and he did not fulfill his obligation of Shachris, so he has to daven another Shemayna Esrei of Shachris. So he'll daven one more Shemayna Esrei of Shachris, and then he'll be finished. He won't daven another Musaf. I think it's worthwhile, once we're on the topic of discussing making mistakes in the Shemayna Esrei of Shabbos davening, to mention briefly another halacha which maybe even comes up more often than the first halacha. The halacha is on Shabbos, if somebody started to say Ato Chinin LeOdam Das instead of saying the Tefillah of Shabbos, so the halacha is that they'll finish off that bracha. In other words, if a person was davening Shemayna Esrei of Leti Shachris on Shabbos, and after they said Baruch Atah Hashem Melkei Olam Kodesh, they said Ato Chaynein LeOdam Das, you'll tell them finish off till the end of the bracha. And this applies to any of the brachas. In other words, if they said past Ato Chaynein, they were still spacing out, and they're saying Slach Lonu, because they started Ato Chaynein, then they said Hashiveinu Avinu Lisei Yosecho, and then they said then they'll have to finish off that whole bracha. And even if a person went all the way to the bracha of Shemei Tefillah, they'll have to say whatever bracha of Choyom, of weekday, that they started, they'll have to finish. And the reason for this is because although Shabbos Shemini Esrei is a different Shemayna Esrei, has a different bracha for the fourth bracha, it's not the pshat that the brachas of the weekday don't fit in. Really, in truth, Chazal would have left the Shemayna Esrei of Shabbos the same as weekday, with just an additional bracha, that bracha of Elikeinu Velikei Aviseinu, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. It's only that Chazal wanted to make it sort of easier, that people shouldn't daven that whole long Shemini Esrei, that they don't have to say all those brachas. But once the person started, then the halacha is that they have to finish. Therefore, once a person said even just the word Atah, they'll have to finish off the whole bracha, Atah Chayin Adam Das, Vaz Hashem Chayin Adas. And then the same thing with all other brachas. Someone said Shemaya, Shema, for the bracha Shema Kehlein. Once he said the word Shema, then they have to finish. If they're said all the way until there, then they'll have to finish off that bracha of Shemaya Tefillah. However, if somebody says the word Atah by either Ma'ariv or Mincha, so since the bracha, since the Shemini Esrei itself anyway starts with that word, so then I say that he'll just continue with that bracha. In other words, if he said Atah by Ma'ariv, he'll just say Atah ki Dashta. Same as Shvi, Lishmecha. Well, let's say Mincha time, if he said Ato, I'll just say Ato Echad, Vishimcha Echad. However, by Shachris, if he said the word Ato, so then I say that, well, Ato doesn't fit the Shachris. So even though we were saying that with the Eved, if he would say the Bracha, let's say Ato Echad, by Shachris time, he'll be Yotze. The whole thing is only a takana sagoinim. Nevertheless, if he was thinking that it's weekday and he said the word ato, although by mincha time he would not have to complete the bracha of ato choinim, he would just say the regular tefillah of Shabbos, but by shachris time, if he says the word ato and he's thinking that it's weekday, he'll have to finish off the whole bracha of ato choinim. However, if he was thinking that it's Shabbos, he knew it's Shabbos, and he just, like, mistakenly said the first word, he said Atah because he thought maybe he's saying the Shemini Esrei, he's about to say the Baruch of Shemini Esrei, Atah Echad, or just slipped, it just came out of his mouth, the word Atah. So since Atah fits with another Shemini Esrei of Mincha, and really Mincha, the other person could say by Shachris time. So therefore, he'll just go on with his Shemini Esrei, the regular Shabbos Shemini Esrei. In other words, if he said the word Atah, a Shabbos, he knew it was Shabbos, he knew it was Shabbos morning, and he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Akel HaKadosh, Atah. He knows it's Shabbos, he knows he's supposed to say Shemini Esrei of Shabbos, just it slipped out of his mouth, the word Atah, so then he'll go straight to Yismach Moshe, without saying Atah Chayin L'Adam Das. So this is all by the tefillahs of Shachris, Mincha, and Musaf. Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. But Musaf, just like we had earlier, that switching the Shemini Esrei of Shachris to Mincha is okay, but switching Musaf to Mincha or Mincha to Musaf is not okay, so too in this halacha, Musaf is very different. Musaf, it does not make sense to say the Baruch of Atah Choinim by Musaf. It does not make sense to say those weekday brachas, the brachas that we say in the weekday Shemini Esrei by the Musaf Shemini Esrei. And therefore, even if he started Atah Choinim, L'Adam Das, no matter how far he is into the bracha, he stops right there and just says the Musaf Shemini Esrei, and I'll continue with Tikanta Shabbos Ratzisa Karbonoseh.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.